This is the Kennedy assassination. Welcome to another episode of the Kennedy assassination. It's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Southern California. I'm Kate Kennedy, and this is the show where I interview men on the internet about what they don't like about me. Today's guest is Brent from Utah. That is all the information he's given me so far, other than a promise to do his best to break me down in a way that someone with an education would. So I'm very excited about this today. Brent, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
How's your day going?
It's not terrible.
Yeah? Not too terrible? You want to elaborate at all on that? Or
I'm just at work rebuilding forks for my motorcycle.
Oh, very, very nice. What kind of motorcycle do you have?
It is a Kawasaki Vulcan.
Oh, very, very nice. I used to ride motorcycles in Utah myself. It's a great place to ride.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. What else do you like to do besides motorcycles and work? Do you have any other interests, hobbies?
Draw, paint, tattoo, just typical art shit.
That's cool. That's very cool. Sounds like you sound like kind of a creative guy. Oh, I hear a puppy in the back. Yeah, no, it's okay. Mine does too a lot. She knows when I pull out the headset now that she goes in her kennel. I actually don't put her in her kennel. She just goes automatically because she doesn't like when I talk to people she can't see.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Well, get that handled and we can always hop back.
We're good.
Okay, cool. All right. So let's see. You reached out to me after an ad that I posted for men that don't like me on the internet. Or did I reach out to you? There's been a lot of back and forth.
I think I just commented on a tweet or something like that.
Excellent. Excellent. And I believe you said that you caught my appearance on Dr. Drew After Dark. Is that correct?
That's true.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think about that?
It was entertaining, at least.
At least.
I did think that I thought you came off a little cold.
A little cold.
Yeah.
Very interesting. What makes you say that?
The way you answered his questions and everything like that kind of seemed like you wanted to present yourself in a certain way instead of responding quickly or whatever, just calculated.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I always joke that Dr. Drew is a great way if you wanted to go to therapy, but you felt like it would be more fun in front of a couple hundred thousand people online.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, you know, and some of those are stumpers too. I did not go in there expecting the psychopath test, but I went in there and got the psychopath test.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, I don't think most people would fare very well on that test anyways, but it was just interesting.
Yeah. I mean, there really is no right answer. And if anyone's listening is not familiar with this, it's a pretty classic question that's posed. If you can flip a switch to reroute a careening trolley, you will kill one guy if you pull the switch. But if you don't, everyone on the trolley will die. Which one do you do? What would you do, Brent?
Kill one person.
So if you pull the switch, one person will die. But if you don't, five people will die.
Yeah, kill one person.
Yeah. That is, that's generally the, but there is no right answer because either way, you're,
Yeah, you're technically responsible for someone's death regardless of what you do.
Yes. Well, technically, if you don't pull the switch, I think you're only guilty by like, what is that? Negligence. Because you're just you're not doing anything to stop it.
Yeah, but it's still supposed to weigh on your conscience if you still let five people die instead of one.
Absolutely. And I think the next question you posed for me was if you are sitting next to a fat guy on a bridge with a big backpack, and if you push him off the bridge, it'll save 10 people on the bridge. I guess the bridge will collapse in this scenario. Or everyone on the bridge will die. And I find that one more difficult personally.
See, but this is kind of where I was getting at, where I thought you were more responding with what you thought you were supposed to say instead of what you actually felt or thought. because you're supposed to be more intimate in the action of you physically pushing a person or yes. not.
Which is actually what I said, is I felt that it would be more difficult because you are intimately pushing the person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I do feel that way.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. It kind of seemed a little manufactured, only because I don't know. Like I said, most people wouldn't fare very well on any of these tests because my immediate answer would be, yeah, push the dude.
Yeah. No, I think you are supposed to push the dude. Again, these are open-ended questions. There is no right mm-hmm. answer.
That's true.
Yes, but as we've established, it is kind of hard to answer them on the fly. What else don't you like about me, Brent?
Because
you promised, I feel like you set a precedent that you were going to grow me, man. And I'm looking forward to it. You're going to make me fall in love with you, Brent.
I don't know how I'm supposed to grill somebody that I don't fully know. I mean, I could, but that's just being a dick, which I am, but no. Really have any questions? Because, I mean, you kind of already put it all out there.
Yeah, I mean, usually once people start talking, they continue talking.
Obviously. But if... Dude, just fucking scrap this. This doesn't make any fucking sense. It's not going to work.
No. Why do you say that?
I have nothing for you. You already know that I'm a fan of yours because I follow you. So what is the whole point of this?
Well, a lot of people that follow me have come on this show and had plenty to say. I'm sure we can get something out of you, Brent. Come on. You got me all excited over here.
No. This is the whole reason why I'm like not even on social media. Like I don't post anything. I don't fucking give a shit.
You do, on your Twitter, and I was curious about this. Your Twitter is at I skate in Jordans. Do you only skate in Jordans? And is there some sort of advantage to skating in Jordans? Or is there a reason that you curious?
It pisses people off.
What, because you're not respecting the Jordans? I'm not much of a sneaker person. I know I live in LA, but
pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. I pretty much buy like one pair of shoes on clearance at TJ Maxx like once a year. That's kind of my sneaker game. Do you have a favorite pair of Jordans that you like to skate in?
The ones I posted.
Oh, so you do post on social media?
No, it's just the bubble picture of it, whatever.
Oh, okay. Just your profile picture.
Yep.
Yeah. You say, I'm a troll that loves everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't tweet. That's very interesting. So are you only follow 47 people, myself being one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we actually do follow a lot of the same people, though. It's funny.
Yeah, because I like people. I like certain kinds of people, too.
Yeah.
That's why I told you this wouldn't work right away. Now.
Yeah. I mean, you seem to have high expectations for it when you were messaging me.
Not really.
Yeah, not really. Not even that promise that you would do your best to break me down the way someone with an education would. What is your education, Brent? What is your educational background? I'm curious.
Eighth grade.
Okay. So you were kind of, and again, I mean, not to shame you because education is a privilege and it has no correlation to intelligence. I firmly believe that. But you do talk a big game, Brent.
Hence the troll.
I
love everyone.
But you love everyone. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Clearly you seem to like me because this episode is going nowhere, Brent.
I know.
Wow.
I have no reason to hate you. I have no reason to even try and make fun of you.
You answered an ad to come on a show where I ask people what they don't like about me.
Yeah. From somebody that is on tweet, I don't have anything to say.
But why would you answer that ad then?
It's a joke. It's a goof.
Mm-hmm. But you knew I was sincerely doing this show, right? Like there was nothing about that made it seem like this was a joke.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. And then we like messaged a bunch of times and I sent you a call sheet and set everything up. And so at no point in the last week of our correspondence did it seem like what I was doing was a joke.
You messaged me like twice. What are you talking about?
I've messaged you multiple times, as well as multiple emails. We have like an 8-chain email thread back and forth.
Just don't get what you're trying to get out of this. Because if you're trying to get me to like talk shit, geez, make you think that I hate you, it's pointless.
No, absolutely.
I don't know what you're going for.
That is not the goal. You know, the idea is to really dig into criticism and the way we understand criticism on the internet. And as a troll, I just figured that would be right up your alley. Or bridge, I guess, because that's where trolls live, not in alleys.
It's all a joke. That's all it is. It's pointless.
But it's not a very funny joke.
What? Criticism on the internet?
Well, this episode, if you thought that what you were doing was a joke, I don't know, that fell flat. I think you could workshop that a little bit.
Obviously, I'm not saying that the episode's a joke. I'm saying that the whole concept of me trying to criticize you for your internet presence is a joke, because the whole internet in itself is a joke.
Yes, I agree. And actually, I think you're highlighting a really good point, which is something that I wanted to get into with this podcast, is how we do understand criticism on the internet and whether or not what we consider to be valid or invalid criticism. So I'm really just looking for a free will and discussion about your opinions here. You can talk about me specifically, or you can just talk about the internet. Why do you think the internet's such a joke? And again, I'm not trying to attack you here. I just want to get something out of you.
No, I don't feel attacked. I'm just telling you, it just doesn't matter.
Nothing matters.
None of it matters. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. But did you know, one of my my favorite law of physics is the second law of thermodynamics, which states that entropy is always increasing, and entropy is the unstoppable chaos of the universe, which means that plates break and they can't go back together. Yeah, yeah. It's also the only law of physics that implies a directionality, and it's called the arrow of time, because entropy cannot be reversed. So the second law of thermodynamics basically states, from a philosophical standpoint, that everything we do is pointless and useless and contributes to the chaos of the universe. And it is incredibly important that we do it, because it is the only thing that removes the universe forwards. You got any thoughts on that?
Yeah. It's the only constant.
Yeah.
So everything dies and decays.
Exactly.
That should just explain itself. I mean, if you are fighting for some sort of reason outside of that, it makes no sense.
Well, absolutely. But what I'm saying is that the purpose of doing work, whether or not it's a joke podcast or tweeting a nude or putting new spokes on your motorcycle, all of it is ultimately pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming under the recognition of that.
Exactly. No, I firmly believe everything I do is pointless and a little useless and ridiculous. I really strive to live my life that way.
But you're still serving a purpose. You at least have something that you can do for people.
Well, yeah, so do you. But in the end, doing anything for anybody is also pointless.
Yes, but for the people that don't understand that, that's kind of the whole point of living a life like that.
This is true, I suppose. I mean, to me, it's living a life like that, because that's the way I know how to live my life.
Yeah. But at least that's what I'm saying. You're still at least serving the purpose for other people.
Yeah. I don't think that's disputable. So
I'm still just at a loss. Why are you trying to talk to people that you think dislike you of some kind? Like, what are you trying to gain out of this? This makes no sense to me.
Well, so far, this is episode 3. The last 2 episodes have gone on for over an hour apiece, and some people had some very detailed things to say, and I gotta be honest, I was hoping you were gonna be in that camp.
What judgment of theirs could affect your life, or even matter if you're just gonna live your life the way it's like? That's
exactly
what I'm still not getting.
It's a pointless conversation. It's fun. Well, also, I have this very... I personally have a theory, Brent, that the criticisms we make of other people actually say more about ourselves than they do them. like what mm-hmm. Susie says of Sally says more of Susie than of Sally kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I was wanted to dig into criticism on the internet, especially because a lot of the questions, comments that I get from people like you on the internet are pretty out there. I've been criticized on some really, really wacky things, and I wanted to dig into that mindset. And so far, I've gotten a pretty good response, today notwithstanding.
Here's my thing. I honestly can't criticize you because I don't know anyone. And I mean, I have a mild opinion that you might have some sort of personality disorder, and that's it. You can see that I don't really put anything out there. I don't tweet. I don't fucking Instagram. I don't do any of this shit. It's because I don't really care to put my opinion out there necessarily like that.
But you agreed to come on a show to talk about your opinion.
Yeah. And all I've given you my criticism. That's literally it. I'm not going to criticize anything else you do.
But you even asked me in the DM how mean you could be. And I was so excited when I got that DM from you, Brent.
I can be mean.
July 12th.
It's not going to be mean.
2020, 8:51 a.m.
Hey, I can be mean, but it's not going to be truthful. And I'm not going
to
do that.
It doesn't have to be truthful. This is not the nonfiction Kennedy assassination. We're not at the Texas school book depository right now, are we?
I can be full on Utah and criticize you for doing any sort of sex work.
Which is very fun. I have some pictures of me outside of some of those billboards in Utah.
Fucking right. But see, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I criticize somebody doing that at all? If I'm a guy,
because you self-identify as a troll. So let's talk about that. If you self-identify as a troll, isn't that inherently that you want to criticize people for nonsense? Like, isn't that the joke?
No, it's just I mean literally nothing that I say most of the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to like spout pointless bullshit, that's that, you know, what contributes to that identity for you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know?
No, now I'm into turning this into the completely nonsense and nothing, so it like just literally won't be used.
No, it's okay. You can do that. That's fine. I have a very low bar, Brent. Very, very low.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially when you're just literally talking to random people over the internet.
Yeah, no, and I've done it every day for the last 3 days, and I have another one tomorrow. So,
fucking clearly,
thank you. Clearly, I do have some strong masochistic tendencies.
I'm just waiting on what, if you're getting criticism over what you're doing, what if, like, expectation are you having, especially from answers on Twitter about people?
What do you mean?
Because I've given you my answer. My criticism was literally, I have a small inkling that you have a personality disorder, and that's it.
Yes. I just figured
you gleaned enough from that to, like, actually think that this would be a full shit-talking fest?
Well, I asked you, do you want to come on my podcast? And you said, if I could, I would. So you did agree to come on a show where I talk to men who don't like me on the internet. And typically, by agreeing to do something like that, you know, the assumption here is that you have something to say.
But clearly I can't, because there is nothing I can argue with you about.
Then why would you come on the show?
Why not?
Because you had nothing to say, no business doing it?
Sure.
But you still chose to spend your Sunday talking to me.
Actually, I spent it fixing forks on my motorcycle.
Yeah, while talking to me.
In the middle of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do do you just enjoy, like, is this something you do often?
No.
No. Did you think it would be funny to come on the show and have nothing to say?
No.
No. Did you think about it at all?
No, I don't.
No. No.
Why would I?
Kind of got that sense.
I already explained it to you.
Well, not really. You spent about 30 seconds saying you thought maybe I had a personality disorder, and we've been now talking for 22 minutes about anything else.
It's literally all I have to say. And that's literally why I just put a tweet out saying that.
Yes, but then you spent a week messaging back and forth with me.
It was like a day.
I just thought we were on the same page here, Brent. I was so stoked. Why you gotta do me like that, baby?
No. See, I'm not even, like, nice enough of a fan to even buy your content. So why would you even think that this would go any which way you'd expect?
Well, because if you were buying my content, I probably wouldn't have you on a podcast about being mean to me.
That's my whole point, is I already explained in one of the emails or DMs or whatever that I was already a fan. But I'm not that committed to even that much.
What are you committed to, Brent? What does matter to you in your life? Because you've talked a lot about the things that don't matter. What does matter to you in your life?
Nothing.
Nothing matters to you in your life. Your dog? What about your motorcycle?
Just that's it. No, I could lose that tomorrow and not give a shit.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Nope.
No? You're not married?
No.
What about your friends? Do you have friends, Brent?
No.
No, you don't have any friends?
No.
Nobody that you grab a beer with after work?
No, because I work 16 hours a day and I don't do that.
And what do you do, sir, 16 hours a day?
I work. That's literally it.
What kind of work?
I fix cars.
You fix cars? Okay, that's kind of interesting. What kind of cars did you fix?
All of them.
All of them?
Pretty much.
And do you work specifically? Do you do body work? Do you do engine work? What kind of work do you do?
Body work.
Body work. I'm the painter. You're the painter. Okay, that's kind of interesting. I like a good sandblaster.
No, don't do that.
No?
No.
No?
Nope.
Is there a different technique that you prefer to sandblasting?
Well, I don't sandblast.
Or powder coating? Powder coating. Isn't it powder coating? I could be wrong.
Powder coating is one thing, yes.
Powder coating. It's powder coating. See, I was mistaken. Thank you for teaching me that, Brent.
But no, yes, I actually do. I've done everything in this fucking industry. It's stupid.
Really? And how long have you been working on cars?
16 years.
16 years. Do you have like a favorite car that you've done?
No, I hate all cars.
You hate all cars. Why do you fix cars then?
Because I know how to do it.
But you don't want to do something that you could learn how to do and might like better?
Oh, I do that constantly.
But you still do the thing that you hate.
I don't hate what I do.
You just said you hated all cars.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't hate the job you do, you hate the product you produce?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you hate all cars?
Because they're all stupid.
So are you an advocate for public transportation or?
No, I'm not an advocate for anything.
Clearly.
Yeah. I literally just don't care.
You just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you care about except for your dog.
Not anything. Yep.
What's your dog's name?
Deke.
Deke? What kind of dog is Deke?
Teague, T-E-E-G. He is a rat terrier.
Nice. All rat terriers are cool, like the Target dog.
Oh, that was. He's freaking out.
Poor Teague.
No, he's excited. He gets the season, he knows.
Oh, that's good. So Teague has friends.
Yeah, coworkers.
Do you get along with your coworkers generally?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you wouldn't call them friends?
No.
Yeah.
I don't hang out when I have to work or anything. So.
No. Do they hang out after work?
No.
No.
Everyone does their own thing.
Yeah. And do you live with roommates? Do you live by yourself?
By myself.
By yourself? Yeah. It's one of the nice things about living in Utah.
Cheap?
Yeah. Compared to Los Angeles, yes.
well, especially there.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's also beautiful. I don't know whereabouts you're in Utah. I spent a lot of time in Salt Lake.
Yeah, just south of that.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Salt Lake, Park City, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty country out there.
If you like going outside.
Do you like going outside?
I like some things, but not particularly.
What do you like?
I'm not like a outdoors person or anything. No. I like longboarding, skateboarding, mountain biking.
Cool.
Anything with wheels, basically.
Anything with wheels.
Annoying and expensive.
Do you have a car?
Yes, I have three.
You have three, even though you think they're stupid.
Yep.
I mean, I have 25 pairs of high heels, and I think they're pretty stupid, so I guess I can empathize with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess.
Sometimes it's a necessity. So you like anything with wheels. Is there anything else you like? Do you follow any sports? Do you have a favorite movie?
Not really.
No? Do you
watch? I can say the edgy thing.
Go for it. Say the edgy thing.
A Serbian film.
Serbia. Okay. Okay.
Or August Underground. That trilogy.
So you're into the dark shit.
Mm-hmm.
Would you describe yourself as someone who's comfortable in the dark?
Very much so.
Very much so. Do you feel that you try to surround yourself with that because it's more comfortable for you?
Well, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because I have a personality disorder.
You do? Okay.
Supposedly.
Are you willing to talk about that at all?
Sure.
Okay. Because I mean, that gives some credence to you. And I don't mean this in a negative way, to armchair diagnose someone, because obviously if you have experience with this, I think it's much more valid to say that maybe you and I have some commonality.
That's probably true.
Yeah. So what kind of personality disorder are you diagnosed with?
BPD and dissociative.
Okay. I've known a few people with BPD. That's a tough road to travel, for sure. Yeah.
Not really.
Not really?
No.
You don't find that it impacts your ability to form, like, meaningful, lasting relationships with other people?
No, it just makes sense why I don't do it.
But if that's the reason why you don't do it, wouldn't that impact your ability to form lasting, meaningful relationships with people?
No, because I've done it in the past. I don't do it anymore.
You have done it in the past. Why don't you do it anymore?
I don't want to.
You don't want to. Why don't you want to?
They're all the same.
All people are the same.
All relationships are the same.
All relationships are the same. Okay, what can you expand on that? What do you mean by that?
It's a cost deficit thing.
Okay.
If something's lacking, either someone brings something in or they don't.
Okay.
It's just all relationships are the same way that way. You're only as good as what you can give somebody.
Okay. And
as callous as that sounds, that's the same with me.
And you don't feel like you have anything meaningful to give people?
No.
That's very sad, Brent.
Only if you think it's sad.
Well, I do think it's sad.
I don't.
Why don't you think it's sad?
Because it's what I want.
It's what you want?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see your life going in the next 10 to 15 years?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all to you?
The same thing. No,
yeah. Not really. Do you think you'll do the same thing for the rest of your life?
No.
No?
No, because I'm already planning on changing everything already.
Oh, so you are planning on changing everything. So you probably won't be doing the same thing.
Well, I won't be working the same job. I won't be doing the same day-to-day things that I'm doing, but it's not going to change anything necessarily.
Well, what will you be doing?
I will be living out of a micro camper.
Out of a micro camper? That sounds really fucking rad. Mm-hmm. Are you going to travel with Teague?
Yep, that's the plan at least.
That's really cool. Where are you going to go?
Don't know.
You don't know? Like travel through the country or?
I've already been across the whole country, so it doesn't matter to me where.
Yeah.
Just I'll be doing something different, that's all.
Yeah. Are you going to do like work on the road, or have you saved up and are going to just kind of take a little vagabond year or so?
Oh yeah. I have enough saved up to do everything that I want to do. So nice. Build the car or the camper and everything like that. But no, I don't have any set plans to like work or anything. I do have enough, I guess, technical skills on certain things to actually keep myself going if I wanted to work while I'm on the road.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. you sound like you have a pretty good professional skill set. I actually dated a mechanic for several years who now lives in Salt Lake City, funnily enough, and also works on cars. And it's very funny because he also had the dream of buying a Sprinter van and living out of the back. Seems like a common theme.
Well, I think that's very common.
Yes, I agree.
That's a very common thing. Now everybody wants to downsize and live that life, especially after moving into the wild.
Travel. Do you think you'd be happier with that kind of lifestyle?
We'll probably go on a second.
Probably.
Yeah. Do you think there's an appeal of like kind of the loneliness of travel and being on the road?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself a lonely person?
Loneliness only gets to you if you let yourself feel alone. I'm alone, but I don't feel alone. Does that make sense?
It only gets to you if you feel alone?
Yeah, if you let yourself feel alone.
Okay. And you don't let yourself feel alone?
No.
What do you do to combat that?
Nothing.
It's just mental, like, toughness?
Yeah. Not even that, just... I don't want to feel that feeling, so don't.
I get that. I'm a very well acquainted with that feeling, and I understand it's a painful thing to feel. You don't have any drive or see any point in attempting to address that problem?
It's only a problem if you let it become a problem.
I mean, I think the lack of having a definable support system in your life or having people that you can rely on is a problem just in the sense of it would make functioning within our society a lot more difficult.
I definitely agree with that for most people, but I just don't let it be a problem.
But like, what if you got sick or hurt and were in the hospital? Who would take care of you?
Yeah, probably a family member.
Oh, so you do have a support system. You have a family.
I have family members, yeah.
Okay.
So I have a big-ass family, but...
So you're not totally alone in the world?
No. It's not like it's just literally me, no. I am alone in the sense of it's literally, I, yes, rely on myself and I depend on myself, but that's literally it.
Okay, because you really were painting a picture here of someone that... Because I
has no one or nothing, yeah.
Yes, yeah, and as someone that is kind of out alone... with no one or nothing in a lot of ways, that is something that I can identify with. Because if I got COVID, I would be fucked.
I already got that.
Did you already have it? How was it?
Mm-hmm. It was a day of nothing, really.
Yeah.
I felt a little, or at least I was.
Yeah.
But I'm fairly active and mildly healthy.
Yeah. I think I had it as well. Everybody here in the comedy scene in LA got very sick around February. And I was doing a show in New York.
Cool.
Yeah, I went through JFK on like February 8th and got really sick a week later. I was like, yeah, I know what this is.
For sure.
Yeah.
Everyone at work got it. And
yeah.
Yeah, I was literally probably the only one that was like sick for a day. Everyone else was dead for like 2 weeks.
Damn. Well, that's good. Yeah. Sounds like you got a good immune system.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, maybe it's all of the outdoor, the fresh air, the longboarding, the mountain biking, the motorcycle riding.
Yeah, but I fucked that by being completely unhealthy in all my other vices.
What are your other vices?
Fuck. I don't think I stopped smoking since I was 12. Like, that probably doesn't help. But, no, I'm just trying to be active. So
yeah. That's good. I mean, I feel that.
Bullshit.
I smoked from when I was 16 until I was like 24.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I feel that.
Yeah. I think everyone, well, not everyone, I shouldn't say that. Everyone my age at least smoked in high school when they were fucking drinking underage and shit.
How old are you now, Brent?
30.
30. Okay, so we're about the same age. I'm 26. Yeah. I also think that's a more common thing in, I mean, I grew up in Colorado. So, hey, neighbor. But I think that's very...
I grew up here, though.
Oh, where'd you grow up? You didn't grow up in Utah. Okay.
No.
Where'd you grow up?
Young years, California. High school years, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. So you have kind of lived on both coasts.
Yeah. When I said I've seen the country, I have.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Where is your favorite place in the country? Do you have one?
Not really.
I mean, gun to your head if you had to pick.
Gun to my head?
Yeah.
Santa Barbara?
Santa Barbara's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Good pick. Good pick.
Fucking expensive, but fuck it.
Very fucking expensive. But very beautiful. Yeah. I mean, there are definitely cheap parts of California, but those places are like Palmdale and Lancaster. And if some place is cheap,
Hysteria.
Yes, but they also filmed The Hills Have Eyes there. Even the rent savings is just not worth it.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Definitely don't want to go that way.
No, for sure. So, and you're planning on traveling, so you're not planning on staying in Utah, right?
No.
No.
Probably not.
No. My favorite thing about Utah is how cheap the drinks are there.
Yeah, but that's because they water them down.
I know, but if a drink is $1.50, you can buy a lot of whiskey gingers for $1.50. Or actually, I would get whiskey sours at ex-wife's place by the U. That's my favorite bar in Salt Lake City.
I don't know.
You're Ben?
I think the last time I went to a bar was, I think it was in downtown.
Yeah.
Called Quarters or something like that. It's just an arcade bar.
Oh, okay. I think I've been there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not, you don't go out a lot?
No, not. Not really.
No.
Don't interact with people.
No, you just kind of keep to yourself. I get that. I'm a bit of a loner myself.
I just don't really see the point.
Yeah.
Especially not going to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's something to be said for not trying to, or like putting the energy into forming relationships in a place you're not planning on staying. Do you ever feel like when you try to explain or have in the past, when you've tried to explain the way you feel about things, or your perspective on things to other people, do you ever just feel like you're talking to a brick wall?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I think people understand it, but they start to feel sad.
Yeah.
And I don't get that, so.
You don't get why people feel sad for...
I mean, I can.
Yeah.
But I don't see why someone would be sad.
You don't see why someone would be sad for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like you're very okay with the, like, do you ever feel like you've built a life that works for you and you're okay with it? And so everyone else's opinion of it, like, but you're cognizant that your life doesn't look like theirs.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If I were to try and criticize your lifestyle because you're living the way you know how to live your life, it wouldn't make any sense.
Absolutely. I think we've gotten past
that. That's exactly
that
what I'm doing.
At this point.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. This is actually shaping up to be a very good episode.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, it's not.
No, it is. It's a different kind of... Each one I've done so far, and this is three, each one has been very different. But I do think that, Brent, you and I probably have a lot more in common than we initially thought we did.
Well, I think with the starting conversation, that's for sure, because that was fucking weird.
Yeah, but, no, it was.
Yeah, no, that's literally the whole point of what I was trying to say before. I don't know if I got that across, though. Is I have no reason to criticize because I'm doing exactly the same thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
Not technically, but in the general sense.
Which is fine. I mean, this can be, not every episode has to be some guy on the internet telling me I'm fat, ugly, and stupid. It's this is more interesting in terms of content.
Okay.
Because it's not just that you don't like me, you don't really like anybody. And neither do I. And we have that in common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think most people are shit.
Yeah.
Hilarious shit, but still shit.
I wouldn't say I think most people are shit. I think most people are a bit absurd, and I find that very funny.
That's probably a nicer way to put it. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I also think as someone who is hyper self-aware of everything I do at all times, I am personally, and that's part of why I decided to pursue this project, is that I am personally obsessed with people that lack self-awareness. And you are not someone that lacks self-awareness, which makes you kind of a unique guest so far.
But knowing what you do for a living and how you present yourself, especially on social media, you have to be self-aware. And if you're not, you will come off like fucking John Travolta or Garth Brooks, for that matter.
People who I love very much. I actually have a list of porn people that have absolutely zero self-awareness, and I keep them on my favorites bookmarks so that I can go check in on them every now and then. Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, you're going to have to let me know who that is because I want to know.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely want to know. It's just so fun. Some of them have blocked me, so I have like an alt account that I use to just check in every now and again. Because it's just, you think that like this house fire cannot continuously keep burning the house to the ground. But for some reason, this is an eternal fucking flame of absolute chaos and bullshit.
That's literally what everyone wants, though.
It's fantastic. It's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the same reason why people watch The Kardashians or Entourage.
I don't think I ever watched either.
I've never seen an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I know exactly what they are doing all of the time. I swear to God, it's in the water.
I don't even know what they look like, to be quite honest. I think I could pick out Kim Kardashian, but
I don't know what they look like anymore.
I have 100% faith in that. True.
Especially Khloe. A lot of work done.
Yeah. As you can imagine. The only thing I know about Entourage is that Sasha Gray was in that, I believe.
She was. I think Sasha Gray has now been mentioned on every single episode of this podcast so far.
Seriously? Is it just the age range or something?
Maybe. Or just it just keeps coming up. I know she was mentioned yesterday. I don't personally know her. I have no opinion.
The only thing I know about her is, fuck, what was that TV show? G4? Some defunct fucking TV show I watched when I was in like high school.
Yeah.
She was hosting it or something.
Do you watch a lot of TV?
No.
No?
No.
No.
I mean, I've watched a couple things recently, but that's... It's few and far between.
What have you watched recently?
Something on Amazon. Oh, what's it called? The Boys. Some superhero bullshit.
Okay. I think I saw a commercial for that, maybe, or an ad for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if I do watch TV, it's usually just something I'll fall asleep to.
Yeah. I do the same thing. I watch the same TV shows on in the background constantly.
So, yeah. It's just something I've seen before, so I don't have to fucking follow a story.
Yeah. What are your go-tos for stuff you can fall asleep to?
X-Files, Californication, I think that's pretty much it.
Oh, good choices. Both very solid choices. Dexter. Yeah.
Dexter's a decent one.
You do seem like someone that would dig Dexter.
It's not even that I like it. It's just the fact that I've seen it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I rewatch The Office all the time, and I don't actually love The Office that much, but I know every episode verbatim, so I can just put it on and not pay attention to it.
It's another thing I don't even think I've watched.
You've never seen The Office?
No.
No. You really seem like someone who has no use for like the cultural zeitgeist. Like you just don't. You don't seem like someone interested in participating in culture.
It's because. Why?
That's a good enough reason.
I mean, for the most part, at least what it seems to me, most people who want to be in the culture identify or gets identity politics type shit bullshit. Like it literally it's, I'm a part of this team. I'm part of this. It's like a group. You pick a group and you want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And I get that most people want to do that, but I have no use for it because I don't think like everyone else.
I think on some level that's very admirable that you don't choose to define your identity by like a set code of what's considered acceptable by your chosen group.
Well, I think more people should do it, honestly.
Yeah. But don't you think on some level that would like lead to this, well, I guess this is a kind of a silly question. I started saying it and now I'm realizing that our culture is already so splintered and divided that it's sort of pointless. But if more people had that sort of maverick mentality, you know, don't you think we might end up with just a bunch of Ted Kaczynskis?
For an average person, yes.
Yeah.
But I think if you go into it and automatically understanding where that mentality can lead, which is someone like this, or any fucking spirit.
Yeah.
That if you, like what I was saying, if you let that feeling come in, that's where you'll end up.
Yeah.
Instead of just being happy with what you have and what your plan is or where you're going in life.
Would you consider yourself someone who is happy with where your life is and going?
It's better than I thought it would be when I was 16. So yeah. Yeah.
What did you think it would be like when you were 16?
I thought I'd be dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was that?
So not a good childhood. That's why.
No. Yeah. I didn't have a great one either. So I can empathize with you on that at least. It's good that you dug yourself out of that. I mean, I think a lot of what you've said today has been very admirable. In fact, that like, it seems like you've built yourself a life that works for you. And I certainly would not be someone to criticize that, as someone who's done very much with the same intent, very different
similar life
adults, but
yes,
think the same mentality feeding both into those, where it's, you know, you really are happy to live sort of on the outskirts of society and to create your own little world that you can control on some level.
Well, it's not even about controlling it. It's just about thriving in with what you have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Trying to make something good out of the general shit we're usually served in life. Yeah, but also kind of an active desire to not participate in what you think is bullshit. And I do think that's admirable.
I think I've done that.
Well,
that's why I don't like that I've done this so far. I mean, it's good. It's gone good, I think.
It's gone very good. Yeah. No, it's gone really well. I thank you very much for coming on this show. I really appreciate it. It's been very interesting talking to you. Do you want to plug? I'm going to go out here on a limb and say you don't want to plug your social media before we wrap up.
Go ahead and find me if you can.
You can find Brent on Twitter at iSkateInJordans. And, you know, you can tell him why you think it's a bad idea to skate in Jordans, but I wouldn't personally, because he seems like a sharp fellow. Thank you so much for watching or listening, depending, I guess, for listening to The Kennedy Assassination. My name is Kate Kennedy. You can find me anywhere on the internet at The OG Kennedy. You can find The Kennedy Assassination hosted at anchor.fm/The Kennedy Assassination or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for coming on, Brent. I wish you all the best with Teague and your new Sprinter van. And I wish you all the best. Happy trails, camper. This is The Kennedy Assassination.